you and in you. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, Christ is made unto you righteousness. Can you imagine if every time, remember the life you now live is what? It's the life of Christ. Every time sin come and rap on the door, let Jesus answer the door. Do you think you'll have victory over sin? So the answer is righteousness. Where sin abounds, the scripture says, grace abounds much more. Romans 5 verse 20. Romans 6 verse 14 says, sin is not going to have dominion over you because you're not under the law, but you're under grace. You are not left up to your own willpower. No, you have the grace of God. You have the power of God. You have the life of Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is the grace of God in you. 2 Peter 1 verse 8 to 10, please go read it out in context. But listen to 2 Peter 1 verse 8 to 10, basically says that being conscious of your righteousness, knowing that you have been cleansed from your sin, that is what empowers you to be fruitful in your knowledge and your intimacy with Jesus Christ, who is your Lord. And it is that revelation of and that being conscious of your righteousness that protects you from stumbling, from falling, and from being tripped up by the enemy. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 34, beloved, awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness and sin not. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So he says, awake to righteousness and stop coming short of the glory of God. Awake to righteousness so you don't live in a place of separation and sin consciousness. Awake to righteousness. The blood. It is the blood of Jesus that makes you free. You see, you are not qualified to be a vessel of honor. You are not qualified to be useful of God based on what you do. Based on you being able to memorize scripture or whatever else. You are qualified to be useful in the hands of God by the blood. It is the blood that has qualified us and made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. It is the blood that qualifies us. Now, it's intimacy with the truth that frees you. What is the truth? The truth is this blood. The truth is who Jesus is. The truth is what Jesus has finished. The truth is what Jesus is doing, what Jesus is saying. The truth is what the blood speaks. You need to know you through the blood. You need to know God through the blood. And God knows you through the blood. There is a fellowship with the blood. There is an intimacy with the blood. There is a voice to the blood. The voice of the blood declares the love of God. It declares forgiveness, not because you need it, but because God needed you, because God desired you. God wanted you for himself. So let the voice of that blood speak to your conscience. And don't let the accusations of the enemy bring you underneath the weight of condemnation and guilt and shame. For the blood is alive on the mercy seat, and it speaks. And it says you have boldness and access with confidence into the holiest of holies, by a new and a living way that he has consecrated for us. That is to say, the veil of his flesh. Amen. Say thank you, Lord, for the power of the blood. Thank you, Lord, that you know me through the blood. Lord, I declare that I know you through the blood. And I know me through the blood. Not from my humanity, but I see myself in the spirit. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture says we don't know any man after the flesh anymore. But that includes yourself. Amen? And Lord willing, next week we're going to see how we can know others through the blood. And how we can know the enemy and see him through the blood. He is defeated. Amen?